Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us and starting the weekend with us here. Supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, the place to go is strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Get it delivered right to your door. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef,
it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. It's going to be a great weekend for cooking out, so take advantage of it. Plus, it's Father's Day weekend. And again, you know, look, if you're one of those dads, it's like, I'm cooking out on Father's Day, so be it. That's fine. A steak, cook yourself a steak, enjoy it. But I am a guy who's like, hey, well, let's have somebody else do the cooking. I do it the other days of the week. So I'll probably be going to grab a steak here somewhere here in the great state of Mississippi. So many great steakhouses from one end of this state to the other. You're not too ever too far away from a fantastic steak if you're in Mississippi. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State, available at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Probably a little late for Father's Day at this point, but hey, the season will be here before we know it. Go ahead and get game day ready with a trip to College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to the bankers at Priority One Bank, bankers that treat you with respect, great service, bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We are back in school. School is back in session today. As young Carlo Barone, he's got his pen. We're ready to talk some Mississippi State football history. We're going to talk about the running backs, a position, Carlo, that has had a lot of great players at Mississippi State, but not players that are necessarily known nationwide. But State's always been able to rely on the running game. And that's why when Mike Leach came to town, it was such a dramatic shift for Mississippi State fans. Like, every Mississippi State fan just grown up, Mississippi State's a team that runs the football and plays defense. That's what they do. And then they turned into this air raid team overnight. And I'm sure I remember the first game, and I was just like, this is crazy. But they ran the ball like 8 times. I was like, this is insane. It didn't make any sense. So let's do it. Look, I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys, I'm an old man, but I am not Odie Burrell and Hoyle Granger and Shorty McWilliams old. So those are the only mentions we're going to get of those guys. I will give Shorty McWilliams a shout out though, in that he had two Bulldog first. He was the first Bulldog, and until Dak Prescott, the only Bulldog to ever get a Heisman vote. And he was also, this is going to blow your mind a little bit, but the only Mississippi State football player to ever win a national championship.
Whoa,
that's right.
Where did he win it?
At Army. When he went into the Army for the war in World War II, he played football at the United States Military Academy the year they won the national title. Then he came back to Mississippi State and finished his college career there. So he technically won a national title, but not at Mississippi State. But he is a Mississippi State football player who won a national title.
Is he the only one?
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's not any actual national titles here, so yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, did someone not transfer from a big school? Like, maybe, but.
Well, now we're getting into, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think, like, the guy who from Alabama who was here a couple years ago, I forget his name, Marcus something or other.
Like, maybe he did, yeah.
It's possible, yeah. I guess a good point. So, we'll just say historically, though.
Yeah.
So we're going to start. We're actually going to start in the 70s, and then we're starting a little bit before my time. But these two guys need mention, and that's Walter Packer and Wayne Jones. Wayne Jones is the first 1,000-yard rusher in Mississippi State history. 1,193 yards in 1973, back when State ran a veer offense, which is, if you're a running back, hey, you want to play in a veer offense. That's where you're going to get a lot of your offense, a lot of carries in that. The second 1,000-yard rusher was Walter Packer, 1975. Great year, by the way. Great year, 1975. 1,012 yards rushing. I'm not talking about his year. I'm talking about just the year in general. Just a historic year, 1975. The best
I
year, in
think
my opinion.
the best year ever.
The best year ever.
Wow.
Lot of some great things happened in 1975, let me tell
What
you.
year were you born?
1975.
Yes, I got that now.
Right. Oh, man. It's so weird to say that you're born in 1975 in 2026. Like when in 1995, I was like, oh, I'm 20. Yeah, it's great. 75 wasn't that long ago, and now I just look like I'm like, how this is how people who were born in 1920 felt in 1975. So, yay me.
Right here.
Yeah. Hold on. I do gotta check a text here. Okay, that's fine. All right, so those two guys need to get mentioned. I'm also going to mention Michael Haddix, who was a great running back for Mississippi State. Never rushed for 1,000 yards, but he played in a wishbone offense with a quarterback that rushed for about 600 or 700 yards every year in John Bond. The wishbone, that's just how it was. You split up the carries between everybody. But Haddix was a really good player. First-round draft choice of the Philadelphia Eagles, played a few years in the NFL. For the 80s, he's the best guy. He's the best running back of the 80s, in my opinion. I will give one more shout out, the What Might Have Been award to David Fair. David Fair was Mississippi State's Bo Jackson. He was going to be that kind of player. He was unbelievable athlete,
What happened?
but tore up his knee in a time where when you tore up your knee, that was it. It's not like nowadays where you tear your ACL and you're back, 8 months later. This not like that back then. And had he had his career at Mississippi State, he probably would have been a superstar, but this wasn't meant to be for him. So we'll throw him out there. When you get into the 90s and you get into the Jackie Sherrill days, that's when this really starts to pop off for Mississippi State, of just consistently every year having a great running back. And it started with Michael Davis, who was just a bruiser, a 235-pound running back. He's now a highway patrolman. There's a chance you could get pulled over by him sometime if you're ever speeding through the
Jeez.
great state of Mississippi. I mean, just a monstrous running back, a guy that, and a 4-year starter for Mississippi State, came in as a freshman, was a huge part of Jackie Sherrill's first season at Mississippi State, and then played 91 through 94, rushed for 2,700 yards in his career, 18 touchdowns. His best year was his senior year. We rushed for 929 yards. I'm sorry, not 18 touchdowns. I'm looking at the wrong thing. 27 touchdowns. My bad. Had 10 touchdowns his senior year. In 1994, where he was paired with Kevin Bowie. Kevin Bowie from Mississippi State was one of the nation's top junior college running backs coming out of his, I guess it would have been his sophomore year of school. So State that year, no 1,000-yard back, but Davis rushes for 929 yards, 10, and 10 touchdowns. Bowie rushed for 896 yards and 6 touchdowns. So they had a really good 1-2 punch of running backs. That year, Davis and Bowie, they're both really, really good football players. Not going to make our first team. We'll get to those guys as we come along, but they're definitely honorable mention guys for sure. And then also on that team is Kiefer McGee. And if you're, I know Kiefer's a guy you're not going to be overly familiar with. Kiefer, the next year, 1995, rushes for 1,000 yards and 13 touchdowns. One of the best running backs in college football. He averaged. He was just a fantastic college football player. Next year, he's off to an unbelievable start. Through 3 games, he rushed for 481 yards. He was rolling, and then he tore up his leg.
No.
And so, okay, this is, now you're far enough along that he's going to be back the next year in 1997. That summer, a tragedy. He was at a apartment complex here in Starkville and drowned in the pool and died. And for more than 2 decades, nobody wore his number at 21. It was kind of unofficially retired. It's been brought back now. But yeah, I remember that very clearly, like coming in. I was working and somebody's like, "Did you hear about Kiefer McGee?" I was like, "What?" And you know, this isn't, there's no go to Twitter. There's no text somebody at this time. You just got to wait and you find out that he had drowned in an apartment swimming pool. Something had happened to him. It's that he wasn't drunk or anything. He had like a medical condition that he didn't know about, and when he got in the pool, something happened, and it
Jeez.
sucked. It sucked. He was a fantastic football player, and you know, that was a really tough one for Jackie Sherrill. You know, Jackie lost three players, I think, while they were playing. I know it's two. I can't remember if Ernest Garner passed away while he was still coach here. I don't remember, but I mean, Rodney Stowers, who's a defensive lineman for State, broke his leg in the Florida game, and then like 2 weeks later he died. Apparently, he broke his leg, like something happened with the some fat got into his blood. I don't exactly remember what it was, but he died. He died.
Wow.
It was awful.
Jeez.
And then Kiefer in summer of '97 passing away. So that was a tough one. But Kiefer McGee absolutely deserves to be on my list here. As does J.J. Johnson, who came in right after Kiefer McGee. I really highly rated another Ju State's success in the '90s was predicated on the fact that at that time nobody was really recruiting junior colleges. So, and you know, here in Mississippi, as you know, because you cover those games, we have a tremendous junior college football programs in
There's a
this
lot
state.
of them too.
Yeah, and so Jackie would kind of pick and choose the best of the bunch and turn those guys into players for Mississippi State. So that's what he did with J.J. Johnson. And J.J. was, I when the state signed him, I don't necessarily know that we thought you were getting the kind of player that you got, but what you got was a guy who had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, 12 touchdowns in both seasons, so 24 career touchdowns in 2 years, SEC, first-team All-SEC. Won the Connerly Trophy. I think he won the first. He may have won the first Connerly Trophy. Let me check that. I know he won it, but I don't know if he won the first one or not. Let's see here. No, he did not win the first one. There have been two more, but he was the 1998 Connerly Trophy winner. He was a first team All SEC back. He won. I think it's the Birmingham Touchdown Club's like SEC Player of the Year. You know, that's the year State 1998 is the year State wins the West and goes to the SEC Championship game for the first and only time in school history. And JJ was a huge part of that. JJ actually got hurt late in the season. He missed the Arkansas game, which was the game State had to win to go to the SEC Championship game. So State gutted out a win there. He came back to play against Ole Miss and scored a couple touchdowns. There's a famous picture of him, like he's at the bottom of the pile in the end zone, and I mean his face is just, he is in pain, absolute pain.
On
Oh yeah, he's just like
the
he looks like he's hurting, and then he really wasn't 100% in the SEC championship game, and so you know State doesn't beat Tennessee. Now Tennessee was a really good team. Don't get me wrong, they obviously won the national title that year, but State was in that game, and they just didn't have their best guy at 100% in that one. But J.J. Johnson, probably, if I was going to do three running backs, he'd be number three, I think. So we'll put him on the list, though, for sure. Then we're going to go to DeCenzo Miller. DeCenzo Miller, maybe one of my all-time favorite Bulldogs. I've always said if I ever owned a Bulldog, I would name it DeCenzo.
Really?
Yeah, I think I was just a huge fan of his. He from Ware, Mississippi, back when Ware High School, Ware and Ackerman, or is it Ware and Ackerman? I forget. But is there still an Ackerman High School, or is it all Choctaw Central now?
Think it's Choctaw County and Choctaw
Choctaw
Central.
Central. So Ware was a 1A school that, for some reason, they produced a ton of college football players. Ware was a 1A powerhouse, just south of Sturgis. And they had I think five players from Ware played at Mississippi State. I mean, that's a 1A football team. And DeCenzo Miller also famously just loathed Ole Miss, hated them. Apparently, something happened with him when Tommy Tuberville was recruiting him, and he just basically was like, never. I'll never play for Ole Miss. So like, that gets you some bonus points,
That's a
obviously.
bulldog.
Yeah, exactly. DeCenzo in his career had a fantastic career at Mississippi State. No 1,000-yard seasons, but played for 4 years. Was on that '98 team that went to the SEC championship game. Scored what was basically the game-winning touchdown in the Egg Bowl that year. As a junior, he had his best season. He 4 yards shy of 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. That season was the 1 year that Dante Walker, who doesn't make the list here, but that's the 1 year that Dante Walker was really good. Dante Walker was, coming out of high school, the number one running back in the country out of Clinton High School. Signed with Mississippi State, had a fantastic sophomore year. He rushed for 800 yards and 9 touchdowns. Everybody thought this guy was going to be a future like Heisman guy, and just had some demons, and it just didn't happen for him at Mississippi State. By the time he famously walked off the field his senior year in his last home game because he got booed. People booed him. He was almost 300 pounds playing running back. He let himself go. Just it was just bad. And so now he passed away a couple years ago. That's another one, another what might have been guy is Dante Walker. He won't make the list of the best running backs here, but DeCenzo Miller absolutely does. A 4 year guy played some of the best football at running back for Mississippi State ever. I'm going to skip a guy here because he's on the first team. We'll skip two guys actually. We'll come back in 2010 for the arrival of Vic Ballard at Mississippi State. Now Ballard, that's a name you might be familiar with. He played a few years with the Colts out of Mississippi State when he got drafted. Set the Mississippi State single season touchdown record his junior year at Mississippi State. He rushed for 19 touchdowns that season,
Wow.
968 yards. In the next season, 1,000 yards, almost 1,200 yards rushing, 10 touchdowns there. So 29 touchdowns in 2 years, pretty good. And another guy, I just liked him. He was no nonsense running back, scored a lot of touchdowns. What's not to like? He was the first real, Mullen. Some of the guys he inherited were great at running the ball. His first year, his second year, Ballard was the guy that he had brought in and turned him into a star. That season. So yeah, just a Vic Ballard, absolutely going to make the list. Another guy who, his NFL career was cut short, had some injuries, but I believe he's now like a he's got a PhD and it's in like electrical engineering. I interviewed him a couple years ago and he's doing really well. So good for him. Good to see that with Vic, one of my favorite players, as I mentioned. We'll go to Aris Williams, a guy, gosh, the state just didn't how to say it, just didn't use him properly. He should have been State's bell cow running back for 4 years. Instead, he was only that for two. In 2015, State struggled running the football because Mullen made a point to run Dak less that year. He really wanted to show off Dak as a quarterback, make sure he got drafted. And so State struggled running the football at times, but Aris Williams didn't struggle for running the football. He averaged 5 yards a carry. The next year, he rushed for 720 yards. My favorite game from that season is the Egg Bowl that year. State won that game 55-20 in Oxford and set a school record for rushing yards. It always makes me laugh when I look at that the score of that game, because in the first half, I thought Aris Williams was going to set a school rushing record for yards in a season or for yards in a game. And he ended up rushing for 191 yards in that game, scored a couple touchdowns. But in the second half, it was Nick Fitzgerald who set a single game rushing record for Mississippi State. He rushed for 258 yards in that game on 14 carries. He had, I think, three rushes over 50 yards in that game. Almost just could not stop State's running game that day. That's my favorite Aris Williams game. Then he is a junior. He rushed for 1,000 yards in 2017. And then in 2018, kind of went back and forth with Kylin Hill, who's also on this list. Kylin Hill, Moorhead's first year, he had some disciplinary issues, and I thought, you got to think about it like this, Carlo. Moorhead's coming in to Mississippi State, and he's just coached Saquon Barkley, and at that time, I don't think we knew exactly. We knew Barkley was a great player, but we didn't know what he was going to become as an NFL guy. And so
Sure.
you're thinking, man, him with Aris Williams, is Aris Williams going to have the same kind of number? And it just didn't pan out. His senior year was not a great one. He did score in his last game at the Egg Bowl, but that would be the end of his career. But it's still a fantastic career at Mississippi State, and a really good football player. 2018, Kylin Hill comes in, trying to get him locked in here. Rushed for 734 yards as a sophomore. Rushed for 400 as a true freshman. Senior year led the, or sorry, junior year led the SEC in rushing. 1,350 yards, 10 touchdowns, was really good for Mississippi State. Then they switch over to the air raid for his senior year, and he got injured in the second game. There was some off-the-field stuff, and he just decided to opt out after the second game of the season. You never saw him back on the field. Maybe I'm sorry, he played three games that year. Only carried the ball 15 times for 58 yards. I mean, went from being the SEC's leading rusher to it just didn't work out, and it sucks. I think Kylin Hill's a guy that State fans, by and large, they have a complicated relationship with. I'll put it that way. So, but he's on. He makes the list. I didn't go. I got to put Woody Marks on here too. I don't. That's a guy that I did not ever think would be a starting running back in the NFL at any point in his Mississippi State career. I was like, he's a good player, but I don't know about that. Now he's one of the, he's the starting running back for the Houston Texans and is really good. So maybe State undervalued him during his time here. That's a guy I'm surprised he survived his freshman year. Will Rogers would throw him the ball on a check down. When you throw a check down, you want the receiver kind of looking forward. So he catches the ball and he's running. Woody would stop because no, he would just wait. And so he would catch the ball with his back to the defense. He got crushed
Jeez.
every play of his career at Mississippi State. He's not the all-time leading receiver in state history. Oh, he may very well be now. Let me double-check that. There was a point where I knew that he was really close to becoming the all-time leading receiver in state history as a running back. Let me see what it is here.
Woody Marks?
Yeah.
Really?
Because he just caught so many passes. So, all right, Woody Marks, he is the all-time leading receiver in terms of receptions in Mississippi State history. 214 catches.
I've never guessed that.
Yeah. Now, from a yardage standpoint, hold on. He had 214 catches for, I'm going to say, I got to take about 1,200 yards. He averaged about 5 yards a catch. Not great. But, I mean, 4 year starter. Played in a lot of games, played in some big games, had some big moments. We'll put him on the list. We'll put Woody Marks on the list. So that's the honorable mention category. That's a lot of guys. A lot of guys.
Lot.
How many of those guys that I mentioned had you ever heard of prior to this moment?
Well, Kylin Hill went to Columbus
Yeah.
High School, so I knew about him. Woody Marks didn't know about him.
Yeah.
Ballard, I mean, when I was watching like the Andrew Luck Colts,
Yeah. Would
he
have been on those
was
teams.
on. I think one of the guys you haven't mentioned that is going to be on the first team. I think I've also heard of him as well.
All right, let's save
I think,
those. Let's save
yeah, I
those.
don't want to say the name, but I looked up like best state running backs, and I had heard about one of
All
them.
right, so let's go ahead and do those guys here. We'll talk about those guys now. And that's brought to you by our friends. Move into that. Brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find delicious smoked Southern soul food. Get Dad a gift card from Two Brothers. There's still time to do that. If you're talking about last minute shopping, head over to Two Brothers and buy Dad a gift card and tell him, hey. Next, those next smoked wings, Dad, they're on me. Now, look, Dad knows that you probably bought it with his money. That's fine. It's the thought that it really is a thought that counts. And the thought of smoked Southern soul food would make every dad happy. If you want to get Dad a late but great Father's Day gift, go see my friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you're looking for technology for your business. If you're looking for copiers, printers, computers, laptops, they've got them. But more importantly, they've got you. They're going to take care of you after the sale. Give them a call today. You won't regret it. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Are you looking for great Mississippi State gear? Place to go is Maroon & Co. Or you can shop online at marooncoco.com. I know a lot of you aren't in Starkville right now. You're not planning to come back until we get into football season. Just shop online at marooncoco.com. The promo code works there just as fine. Thunder 15 takes 15% off your purchase of regular price. Some exclusions do apply. If you're looking for great new gear to wear to the games or stuff to set up with your tailgate or just put stuff on the house or the car to let everybody know that you're a Bulldog, get it at Maroon & Co. and maroonandco.com. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, if you are thinking about your yard right now. I know a lot of guys are like, man, I can't wait to get out there and mow this weekend. Well, why not mow with the best? Get a John Deere zero-turn mower. Great deals, great financing available. And if you got the big jobs, you got that Richard Cross money and you gotta really get out there, you might need to talk about a John Deere compact tractors. Again, great financing available. Talk to the credit department at Scruggs. They'll get you taken care of. Whatever you're looking for to make your weekends easier or better, they've got it at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They do have what you want for less at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Just tired today. I'm telling you, this has been the longest week, and it feels like it's like next Thursday. It's really weird.
It has been a long week.
It has. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. If you are trying to buy or sell land right now, Good Hope Land and Timber can absolutely help you with that purchase. But if you're already a landowner and you just need to find the best way to manage the land you have, manage your resources, manage your timber, call my friends at Good Hope Land and Timber. They'll get you taken care of. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a simple phone call. 601-442-9888 or visit them online at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. One more. Got to let you guys know, if you were watching yesterday's show and I was wearing that new maroon and white polo, maroon polo with the skate script. So simple, but clean. That's how I like. I'm a man of simple taste. Oh, you got something for me here? Okay. What do you got? What's Carlo got here?
Know where you're
Got,
going with this.
oh, yeah, as you do. There it is. Check out that
Yeah.
polo. That's an awesome polo. Maroon and white striped with the maroon state of Mississippi with the star right there with where Starkville is. Guys, we're getting those at Section 103, the official apparel provider of Thunder and Lightning. I actually have a polo for Carlo when he gets back into town. It's really cool. I mean to send you a picture. I forgot to do it. White polo, maroon M over S, maroon collar. Looks really sharp. You can get all these polos. And what I like about Section 103, we're in a day and age now. You guys know this. Sometimes you want to go buy a polo and it's like $110, $125. I think all of their polos are $85 and below. And so when you do that and then you use our promo code TL10 at checkout, saving 10%, that's a great deal on a great polo. The sizes go up to 4X. So if you're a big guy, they got you covered with that. T-shirts, hats, rope hats, and some cool stickers to put on the back of the car. I love the Eat 'em Cheese Ball sticker. That's a fantastic thing. I may have to get one of those for myself. Section103.com. Check them out. Check out their line of Mississippi State gear. And if you got other people, they have a number of other schools. Did you see the generic
I did
hats
see
they have?
that. There's like
That's actually
those
kind of funny.
stuff.
I don't mind
Yeah.
that. So
They have some
check it out.
they have some cool golf hats too.
Section103.com. Use our code TL10. All right. Top two guys, the top two running backs in Mississippi State history, according to me. Number one, what maybe my all-time favorite Bulldog is in terms of football, is Jarius Norwood. Norwood was a five-star running back out of the state of Mississippi, Brandon High School. Elite speed, elusiveness in the open field, no chance to get him. No chance to get him. The problem was he played on a team that didn't get him in the open field that much. Played for, quite honestly, the worst offensive coach I've ever seen in my life, in Sylvester Croom and Woody McCorvey. The most bland, vanilla, basic offense you've ever seen. Just State had the tools that if they had brought in a coach that ran like a Dan Mullen style offense, they would have been successful with those guys. But they wanted to run a pro style offense with a quarterback who wasn't a pro style quarterback, and the results bear themselves out. But Norwood was fantastic. The thing I've always said about Jarius Norwood is that he was at State the same time that Reggie Bush was at USC. And I've always said this, and I absolutely believe it. If you swapped them, Norwood would have won a Heisman Trophy, been a top five pick, and been one of the most well-known college football players of all time. He was that talented.
Wow.
When I mean, the fact that he had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons on the teams that he played on. I mean, he was the only guy. He was the only guy.
So he was the best guy on the team by a mile.
by a mile, it's not even close. And his last game at Mississippi State may have been his best game at Mississippi State in 2005 against Ole Miss in the Egg Bowl in a game that, both those teams were terrible. So all they had was this game. And that game, coming into it, the two top guys for the Connerly Trophy were Norwood and this Ole Miss linebacker you may have heard of named Patrick Willis. And so those two guys were going to go head to head. It was like whoever has the better game and wins the game is probably going to win the Connerly Trophy. Well, it was definitely Jarius Norwood on that day. 34 carries for 204 yards, three touchdowns. He also had a touchdown catch in that game. And he single-handedly basically carried State to victory, 35-14 over Ole Miss. Croom's first win as a head coach over the Rebels. He had lost his first year to them. That game, I was at that game, and Norwood was just unstoppable. Every time they handed him the ball, he was just off and running, and one of the best games he's ever played. So, Jarius Norwood, all time great at Mississippi State. He is definitely going to be on my list here in terms of who deserves to be one of the number one running backs. 3,200, 22 yards. That has him what all time at Mississippi State? Third all time, which is fine. He's technically the second running back. There is a quarterback in the top three with Nick Fitzgerald, but that's fine.
Wow.
So
No.
Norwood for sure, and then the other one I think is pretty obvious is Anthony Dixon, Booby Dixon. Maybe the first, I talked about it, like Mississippi State finds a way to turn slogans into T-shirts. Grinding for your state, something he said in an interview after the Mississippi State beat Kentucky his senior year. That was State's slogan for like a decade. We would talk about grinding for your state. Great, great running back in college. 3,994 yards as a Bulldog. 2,000-yard seasons in 2007, where Kroom actually went to a bowl game in the only time in his career. 1,066 yards, 14 touchdowns. 2009, 1,391 yards, 12 touchdowns. That was only in 11 games. He actually led the SEC in rushing yards per game that year. He was suspended for the first game, which was against Jackson State. He probably would have rushed for about 250 yards in that game, but he did not. And again, that last game of the season against Ole Miss, he saved his best for last in that one. That's a game that, hold on a second, I'm trying to bring it up here. In that game, State changed quarterbacks about midway through, going from Tyson Lee to Chris Relf, and Ole Miss was not able to slow down Mississippi State's rushing game after that. So Dixon rushed for 133 yards in that game and a touchdown. Relf rushed for 131 yards in that game and a touchdown. And State beat Ole Miss, who was ranked in the top 15, I think. They had just beaten LSU. Famously, if they had won that game, they were going to get to go to the Citrus Bowl for the first time in school history. And I've heard stories of Ole Miss fans who were sitting in the stands talking about, yeah, we went ahead and booked our trip to Disney, and we're going to tell the kids that they're going to Disney for Christmas, and it's going to be great. And then they didn't go because they lost this game to Mississippi State. It's also that game is famous for after the game. I've never seen this ever. Since or before. After the game, State's out on the field. They're celebrating. They've got the Golden Egg Trophy. They handed Mullen a live mic. They handed him a microphone. And I'm getting to it. That week before, Houston Nutt had said, talking about recruiting, he's like, players see which program in this state's going the right direction. So Mullen gets on there and he says, there's definitely one program in this state that's going in the right direction, and that's right here in Starkville. And at that moment, if Dan Mullen had said, let's go to war, I would have been right behind him. Right behind him. I was
You
like,
got that game?
you beautiful son of a, you know what? I love you. He had no problem telling Ole Miss to their face what he thought of them.
Were you at that game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I haven't missed an Egg Bowl since the last one I missed was 1992.
We talked about that. That's
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
What a moment.
So that was a lot of fun. But Dixon, and also famously, so Ole Miss at that time, Ole Miss played a song pregame called From Dixie with Love. And their student section, I'm not making this up, by the way, what I'm about to say, they had to stop playing it because their student section at the end, with the last four notes, they would say, "The South will," or last five notes, "The South will rise again." You can't say that, guys. And so the administration told the band to stop playing it. After the game, Mississippi State on the Jumbotron put up a big graphic of Anthony Dixon that said, "From Dixon with Love." And just to troll them, and it was fantastic. What a great day to be a Bulldog, the 2009 Egg Bowl, and Anthony Dixon was a huge part of that. So those are our two best running backs for Mississippi State ever, Anthony Dixon and Jarius Norwood. That's who we're going with. So we've got our backfield put together. Next week, we will talk about the wide receivers, and then we're going to have to start doing a couple of these at a time, I think, just because we don't have 22 weeks worth of offseason to do. So we'll knock out the O-line and the tight ends next week, and then we'll get on the line of scrimmage after that. So what do you think you learned today, Mr. Barone?
Well, I learned that State's had a lot of quality running backs, and they've also had a few guys that, maybe could have panned out if some other things went their way. But I had heard about Jarius Norwood because the anchor at WCBI, Marcus Hunter, had told me
Oh,
about
yeah, he would
how
know.
good he was. I knew about obviously the ones I had said before, but sounds like they had a lot of really talented guys. And something else I noticed that Norwood and Dixon played pretty
Back to
much
back.
back to
Yeah.
back. So that what was it, 2005 or something to
So
2000?
Norwood's first year was 02, and he was there 02 to 05. Dixon's first year is 06, and he's there 06 to 09.
So
And then, I
that's
mean,
the
well, look at it like this, too. I can go, you can go a little bit further. So DeCenzo Miller was 98 to 2001, and then J.J. Johnson was 97, 98. Kiefer McGee was 95, 96. Michael Day. So going back to the start of the Jackie Sherrill era, State has just every year had a guy like that. They had a running back like that. And I'm interested to see if Fluff Bothwell and maybe J.J. Hill and Cooper Crosby could be those next guys
Yeah,
for
they got a
Mississippi
loaded
State.
running back room this year.
They absolutely do. They should be good at the running back position. So maybe if we do this again next year, maybe we'll be talking about those guys. So we'll do wide receivers next week. That'll be an interesting conversation to see who we put. We'll do three. We'll put three on the first team and figure it out from there. All right, guys. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you again very, very soon. Thanks for as always for tuning in this week. I'm enjoying the offseason thus far. We'll see where it takes us as we go along. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.